Today on Wings, women organizing for peace in Cameroon.
Enough is enough. We need peace in this country.
We are not getting response from our government, so we decided to launch on International Women's Day, a day of protest.
Part of the people who are perpetrating the conflict are in the diaspora, and they are using the social media to instigate the people back home.
The death of a child, the pain is not different from a mother who speaks French to a mother who speaks English.
What we need as a way out of this conflict is dialogue.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings.
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
This young mother has lost everything: children's certificates, furniture, kitchen, foodstuffs. The list is long. Many homes were burnt when soldiers raided her community, Alacho, in the Mezam division of the northwest region of Cameroon, following a confusion caused by the killing of two soldiers by separatist forces. Again, women continue to suffer the effects of the socio-political crisis going on in the two English-speaking regions of Cameroon.
The house was burned. Everything in the house was burned down. Even my pigs, they shot 5 of them and killed all of them. So we removed nothing from the house. Everything is burned down. I slept in the church. The Bible says in every situation we should give thanks. So I'm giving thanks unto God for our lives. We are alive, so the most important thing is that we are alive. Yes, and we are safe, so we thank God for that.
The socio-political crisis in the northwest and southwest regions of the country has caused divided public opinion among civil society activists. While some think that the problem of women can be resolved alongside other problems provoked by the upheavals, many are of the opinion that special actions to draw the attention of stakeholders to the situation of women during this trying period should be specially handled. Cameroon's one-time presidential candidate and leading female politician and gender advocate, Kawala, is one of those who has been running campaigns for the plight of women in the restive areas to be reviewed diligently. She started with a campaign to encourage women to use the commemoration of international days like the International Women's Day to propagate key messages to help women come out of their predicament. In a chat with this reporter, she presents the motivation behind her action.
We decided as Cameroonian women to take a stand on International Women's Day, to take a stand and talk about the crisis here in Cameroon, which is going on, and to talk about this crisis at several levels. One, the security crisis throughout the country, where people are being killed in the extreme north, in the northeast and Adamawa, but most especially in the northwest and southwest, where the government has declared war on its own people, and where for the last 2 years we have seen horrible statistics, over 1,000 people dead. Today we have over 750,000 displaced people in Cameroon, including those from the extreme north and from the northwest and southwest regions, and over 50,000 refugees from the northwest and southwest regions in neighboring Nigeria. So we are not getting response from our government as citizens, so we decided to launch on International Women's Day. Instead of a celebration, which it usually is in Cameroon, we decided to make it a day of protest. It was a Friday, and normally our group, Stand Up for Cameroon, wears black on Fridays in protest of the governance as a whole in Cameroon and in demand for a political transition for Cameroon. So since International Women's Day fell on a Friday, we decided to make it a very large scale Friday in Black to stand up for our rights as women.
What prompted the campaign, which went viral on social media?
We felt as women who live in the other 8 regions of Cameroon that we could not stand by on International Women's Day, knowing what our sisters are going through in the Northwest and the Southwest. We at Stand Up for Cameroon and our women's group, which is called Mothers of the Nation, we've been to the Northwest and Southwest several times in the last 2 years. I think we've made about 11 visits, and we know what women are going through. Women are in danger, they are being killed, they are being raped, they are living in the bush with their children. They are struggling to keep communities alive because of the threat to the men. Most of the men have left the villages and the communities. So we felt we must take the plight of these women to the national platform and to the international platform, and that we could not let this day go by like every other International Women's Day.
Did you pull the expected crowd needed for the campaign?
It is extremely difficult to judge the crowd because, you know, today's crowds are all over the world, all over social media, all over the country. What we were very, very happy about is that we asked women not to wear the official Women's Day cloth, and we saw a serious boycott of that cloth. We asked women to wear black, and within our own circle of Stand Up for Cameroon, all women were in black. So hundreds of women that day in Douala, Yaoundé, Bamenda, Bafoussam, Kumba. In Kumba, the women even managed to march in black, to take part in the march past in black. So we saw women all across the country in black. We also saw Cameroonian women around the world on social media in black. So we were very encouraged by the outcome of the campaign. It is not yet, of course, the numbers that we desire. We want to see hundreds of thousands of Cameroonian women and men in black in protest of this government. But what we achieved was a big step in the right direction.
What was the feedback for the public?
The first feedback was from our sisters in the Northwest and Southwest, who felt that we had stood with them in solidarity. And I think this was one of the key objectives, was to make our women in the Northwest and Southwest regions feel that we are seeing them, we are hearing them, we are feeling their pain, and they are not alone. So that feedback was very positive. The feedback from the general population was also very, very positive. We saw women who have never participated in a protest, who have never been involved in taking a public stand, who were in black on that day, and who told us, "You gave me the opportunity to take a stand." And finally, we got very good coverage from the media on social media, and so we're very, very happy about the feedback.
Are there any actions you have taken to follow up the campaign?
We have been wearing black every Friday since the 1st of April 2016. So we are very, very happy to have significant moments in the life of the nation where we ask Cameroonians especially to come out in black. So for us, this was not a one-time campaign. It was not a one-off thing. It was going on within the context of our protest of the governance of Cameroon, our protest with regard to the wars, which are now today involving 7 out of the 10 regions in Cameroon, our protest with regard to bad governance, which does not give us basic services as a people, water, electricity, healthcare, education, and our protest with regard to fundamental liberties. This is a very, very important point. In Cameroon, Anglophone activists have been arrested because they came out and protested without violence, but expressing their own political opinion. They were arrested for this. This began in 2016 and continues till date. So we believe there are over 1,000 Anglophones in various detention centers across the country in Cameroon who are being unjustly and for the most part illegally detained because these detentions do not follow proper law and procedure. So for us, we believe that this is unacceptable. It's unacceptable in a society to take away people's political rights, to take away fundamental liberties. The right to protest is a fundamental liberty, and you cannot put people in jail who were carrying out non-violent protests. So all of this enters into our campaign for Fridays in Black, and the work we do with the women is only one part of it. Men are involved, young people are involved for us to achieve what we call political transition in Cameroon, which means coming out in our mass to protest and finally begin the process of healing and dialogue for the nation so that we can rebuild the nation of Cameroon.
On Wings, that was former candidate for president of Cameroon, Ka Wala, interviewed by Patience Wingo. Cameroon's civil conflict has roots in 1916. The League of Nations took the colony from Germany and gave 1/4 to the English and 3/4 to the French. Accused of discrimination against the areas that use English, the current government came down with force. An armed independence movement rose, then devolved into multiple gangs. Both the gangs and the government are terrorizing the people. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet visited Cameroon in May. She called for inclusive dialogue and an end to targeting civilians, amplifying the call of the women's peace movement. Again, our reporter in Cameroon, Patience Wingo.
Another person in the same line of thought, like Kawala, is the senior journalist and gender advocate Roselyne Zelenkwele, who staged a social media campaign on the 8th of March 2019 to draw the attention of the public to the problems faced by women in Anglophone Cameroon. She did so by posting a picture of herself sitting on the ground, dressed in the Women's Day uniform. A strong message, as she explains in a chat with me. Roselyne Zele Nkwele, you are a senior journalist working for the Cameroon Radio and Television, the CRTV. On the 8th of March 2019, you posted a moving picture of yourself sitting on the ground dressed in the Women's Day uniform that was adopted for Cameroonian women to be worn on the occasion of the International Women's Day by the Ministry of Women's Empowerment and the Family. That is not a common picture compared to what your peers posted on social media on that day. What was the intention behind such an act?
Thank you very much, Patience. The fact that I wore my uniform and sat on the ground showed that I am in the fight for gender equality between men and women. It shows that I'm for the fight for the empowerment of women, for the emancipation of women. But the fact that I sat on the floor shows that my heart is heavy, my heart is burdened with the very little progress that this fight for gender equality is gaining. As we celebrated International Women's Day on the 8th of March in Cameroon, of course you know of the situation of women in the northwest and southwest regions of Cameroon who were not able to join women around the country in commemorating this day. Why? Because of crises that are ongoing. It is true that the celebration or commemoration of International Women's Day doesn't change much in this fight for gender equality. But the fact that women can go out there and continue to push the discourse is important. So I thought about those women who were deprived of that opportunity of going out there and reminding the world that this fight is ongoing, women's rights are still being violated, and that attention needs to be given to issues concerning and affecting women, but they didn't have that opportunity. That's why I sat down on the ground. My mother, as we speak, is in that part of the country, and I live the effects of how this conflict is affecting women. There are women who cannot give birth in normal conditions. It's true that even men who live in town, sometimes the conditions are not as we would expect, but women are giving birth to babies in the bushes. Women cannot take care of themselves when they are having their monthly periods. Women are having babies they cannot feed. Enough is enough. We need peace in this country. You must know that women remain the highest casualty in every conflict situation, women and children, and the case of Cameroon is not different. If you read the write-up that I posted alongside that photo, I said, coupled with the fact that women cannot feed the children they have, their hygiene is jeopardized, the greatest thing that is affecting these women is the grief that they have in their hearts. Even if they had food to eat, even if they had good living conditions, just the grief alone is enough to make these women depreciate psychologically. Because many of them have lost children. There are families who have lost 2, 3, 4 children on the same day. They have lost husbands. And now, overnight, they have become the heads of their families. They don't have any activity to bring them income. And all of those burdens are enough to draw the attention of all the forces that are involved in this conflict, that we need peace. Cameroon cannot continue like this.
Do you think the social media is the best platform for such a campaign?
On that March 8 morning, when I sat on the ground, a number of colleagues were passing by, but nobody bothered to find out why this woman was sitting on the ground. They only started reacting when they saw this photo on social media. So, as we speak, nobody can underestimate the power of the social media in disseminating information. It is true a lot of bad things are happening also on the social media, but the social media remains a strong platform to count on to disseminate information. You should know that this conflict is going on in Cameroon, and part of the people who are perpetrating the conflict are in the diaspora, and they are using the social media to instigate the people back home. Let them see some of us crying for peace on the social media. Maybe that will change their mindset. Why would I have 200 likes or comments on a photo of me, people saying you are beautiful, and when I'm crying for something that is affecting us all, people shy away, they back out. So you see that people are being cowardice in this situation, but the situation is such that we need radical solutions right now to end this situation. And if it means me going further than just sitting on the ground to continue to cry for peace, I will do so. I used to produce human rights programs on radio and television, and the rights of women and girls is something I'm passionate about. On every platform that I have the opportunity, particularly on my radio programs, I will always advocate for the inclusion of more women in decision-making processes. That is what I do. Even when I went to school to do a master's degree, my thesis was in the role of women in conflict resolution. As a student of peace and conflict studies, my research in Cameroon has shown that each time there has been major conflict situations in Cameroon, commissions have been formed to think a way out of those conflicts. But my research showed that in most of the commissions that were formed, women were greatly left out of those commissions. If they were even present, their numbers were very limited, or the women who were directly affected by the conflict were not involved, were not part of the commissions in charge of finding solutions to those conflicts. As we speak, the local population has lost confidence in their political leaders. What we need as a way out of this conflict is dialogue. We absolutely need dialogue. But there is a need to identify the people who can sit with both parties, people who can go to the bush and meet and be able to face the separatist movement and talk with them, and whom the separatist leaders will be able to accept to sit with on the table. You understand? Because if you continue to send the members of government and all, those people do not even want to hear that any of them is coming around. So we needed to identify people who will be able to sit with both parties for dialogue, who will be able to bring both parties on the same table for dialogue. I'm so surprised that up till now, there is no commission that has been put in place to look for solutions for this problem. It's true, we have a commission for disarmament, but we don't have a commission to think of solutions for this problem. You can disarm one person tomorrow and another person takes the arm. Disarmament should be accompanied with peace building and other forms of conflict resolution. And I'm saying that if such a commission is created, they should do well to include women. They should identify women who are real leaders in their communities, women in whom the local population will have confidence, and the separatist movement or leaders will be able to accept to even listen to. These boys who are in the bush, they were born by women. They have mothers, they have sisters, they have wives. So we can use them to burst into their camps and start dialogue with them. The way forward, the first thing that should happen is dialogue. Something can happen from there. But how does dialogue come about? Now, I am a member of a think tank in my division. We brainstorm frequently on the way forward or the way out of this crisis. And I put my finger on the table that when the commissions were being set up and I looked around and there were not many women, I said, no, you cannot form a commission that is looking at the way forward or out of this crisis and you don't include women. Remember that women are the hardest hit in this situation. So I am always advocating for the inclusion of more women in decision-making processes.
Senior journalist and gender advocate Roselyn Zelenkwele, who staged a social media campaign on the 8th of March 2019 to draw the attention of the public to the problems faced by women in Anglophone Cameroon.
On Wings, you are listening to a report about women's work for peace in Cameroon, produced by Patience Wingo. On April 17th, she covered a press conference by Nobel Peace Laureate Lema Bowie, who led a successful women's peace movement in Liberia.
Lema Bowie was on a 4-day walking visit to Cameroon invited by the Network of African Women Leaders and UN Women.
It will be definitely disingenuous of me to spend 4 days in Cameroon and assume that I have made a full diagnosis of the problem. I think one of the issues I see is that we're still in Africa in a phase where we are seeing the impact of colonialization on our different communities. My own country went through a period of Americo-Liberians versus indigenous people. So we're seeing that. We're also seeing the rising wave of good versus evil in our world, where people think that the way to solving any problem is through agitation. In terms of the Liberian crisis, it took us 14 years to come to sense and sensibility. It took our entire country being ravaged by war before we could come to the understanding that there is peace. Cameroon is not at that place yet. So for me to say you should go to the table, people would tell me that is not, because some of the things we heard is that we are not at war. So before you even solve a problem, you have to identify what the problem is. And if there are many definitions, crisis, conflict, insurgency, different names, not in one name to say this is how we define where we find ourselves. When it got to 14 years, and 10% of our population had died, Liberians came to the conclusion that we are having one of the worst civil wars that Africa has seen. Cameroon is not there yet. There are many similarities, especially as it relates to the impact of the conflict on people's lives, especially as it relates to the atrocities that you hear are being committed, especially as it relates to the movement of people and the impact on families with IDPs coming and staying with them. For Cameroon, we've heard that there is a problem of armed insurgency, and the humanitarian impact of this problem is primarily impacting women and girls. Well, one thing that I would say is that there is no way that any form of violence can solve any problem. What it does is take our communities back. If you think that you're impoverished and you want to use violence as a means of fixing your improvisation or your impoverishment is going to carry you back 50 more years. That's one. Two, our children's socialization, the languages that they will use. And I keep going back to Liberia. We had 14 years of civil war. It's been 16 years since the signing of the peace agreement and another 13 years since we had three times elections. We still see and feel the impact of our wars on the street, where you have the boys who are amputated on the street begging, where you have the ones who have been socialized by drug use still passing around looking for drugs, where you have the girls who became teen mothers, and all of those different social problems. So not just violence begetting more violence, violence creates more social problems and creates greater impact for government.
The 2011 Nobel Peace Prize laureate, who is a biological mother of five and an adoptive mother of three, cautions Cameroonian women to refrain from acting in dispersed ranks and to identify a workable strategy in the interest of all.
Well, you see, there's no way that any one group of people can resolve any problem if we continue to take sides. And in most societies today, communities look forward to women to play an active role. And in order for women to play an active role, there's a need for them to really dismantle all of those things that put them aside rather than bring them together. There was something really profound that I heard in my consultation, that the bullet, the gunshots, does not or cannot identify an Anglophone from a Francophone. Death, the death of a child, the pain is not different from a mother who speaks French to a mother who speaks English. So I think the women have already recognized that one of the ways that they need to move forward is by coming together, speaking with one voice, and declaring themselves as people of Cameroon and not women from different sides of the divide. And I have insisted that I will listen to the people of Cameroon and put out the message. And one of the key messages that we've heard first is we need to address the dying humanitarian crisis that is facing people who are impacted by the various crises. There's no way that you can begin to talk about a solution if you do not talk about addressing issues that are impacting people on the ground. That is women who are suffering, women who we've heard on countless occasions how women are using leaves for menstrual pads, how women are giving birth to babies in different places. So in order for us to begin, the first step is to really find our humanity and to begin to provide what is necessary for these people. In conclusion to all of this, for the stability of Africa and for the future of the next generation, there is a need for people to come together and begin to have a discussion on Cameroon and sustainable peace.
Nobel Peace Laureate Lema Bowie ending that report by Patience Wingo in Cameroon. On the same day, Bowie made her remarks. About 700 women from non-governmental organizations held a gathering in Yaoundé to call for dialogue. Meanwhile, in another location, the Prime Minister was claiming the military was winning the fight. To hear Wings programs again, email wings@wings.org or visit our new website, wingsradio.org. Wings thanks our supporters, including your local community radio station, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughn, editor of the book Women and the Gift Economy. The Wing Sound logo is from Libana's album A Circle is Cast. I'm Frida Worden. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.